mindful and not go over my time. 30 minutes? Okay. All righty. Yeah. So let's make the most of this. So we just heard a dream from Monica, and we're going to analyze this dream. I try not to. A lot of time I tell people, give me a few minutes or a few hours to pray over them. We had a lady call me from Oklahoma City, and normally we try to read the dream and try to soak in it and get information. So many times I want to just tell people, this is what you're dreaming. God says, can't wait. Wait. I love time, because time, when time works for you, then you control time. Have you ever been late and going somewhere and all the slow people decide to drive that day? Oh my God, either drive it or park it. You're late and it's like, okay, everybody decide to drive. Oh my God. Nobody is never at this stop sign. Where? Oh my, yeah. It is a bad thing to be running behind time. And you know you're late, and that's why I was here early. I use time, you know, as you know, it's called time management. I budget my time like I budget my checkbook. Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's analyze your dream. And so I was writing down. So if I had known you back then, how many years have this been since you had this dream?
At least four.
4 years? Okay.
Maybe, yeah, about four.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to you as though you just had this dream this morning. That's the way I normally talk to people. Mm-hmm. I talk to them just in a present. Okay. So, Monica, the bedroom is a place of decision, a place of rest. It's a private place where I can have permission to go to your kitchen,
right,
and pour me some orange juice. But I need to ask before I go to your bedroom. So you were sleeping in the living room. Living room is your lifestyle, your activity. This is where we have people to come over and watch the Kansas City beat the 49ers. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there's a conflict here. There's confusion. So your place of decision is in your activity. No privacy. Okay? So, one, bedroom. Two, living room. You're sleeping. You had this dream. You look through the glass doors. Glass and windows, the positive meaning for those, is access. Where do I get my meaning? When you go to McDonald's? Oh, I don't want to go inside. Well, no problem. We got a window. Mm-hmm. We just pull up and pay and pick up. God had given you access. God has given you access. And number, what room was this wallet in?
It was in between. It was on a counter.
Like in a kitchen?
In between the kitchen and the living room.
All right. The kitchen is the instruction, preparation, and direction room. People say, well, how do you get that? Well, if you go to your kitchen cabinet and look at your Jiffy cornbread and your mm-hmm. pancakes and everything in there, it's telling you how to make stuff. That's what the kitchen is, the instructional, directional, preparation. Tina, do you prepare your foods in the kitchen or do you do them in the bathroom?
In the kitchen. I don't even take none of it in the bathroom.
Okay. A lot of people, and I say this not being comical, but people say, well, how do you get all this? You know what I'm saying? A lot of it is, I was born with this gift in 1958 of October the 24th, but it was manifested at the age of 16. I was doing a podcast for a gentleman down in Lawton, and he said, well, when did God give you this gift? God don't give you anything after birth. You're born with everything you need. Say manifestation, Tina.
Manifestation.
That's what you want to get to, because God does not wait till you get 20 and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to give Tina a voice to sing. No, when you came out of your mother's womb, you were a singer. But sometimes the devil tries to get us on the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, there's a delay in the manifestation. Like, I didn't know you could sing. Well, yeah, I just started singing 2 years ago. You liar. You were singing when you was in grade school. You just, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, back to your dream. So the kitchen is the instruction room. So God was giving you instruction that this person that had the wallet, the positive meaning for wallet is identification. Mm-hmm. God wants you to help this person with their identification. Clarification follows identification. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Identification, validation, clarification. Those three words work together. God is saying for you, Tina, go find these people that's in drugs and tell them that I want to be their Lord. Help them and to restore their identity. Bring clarification. Let them know that I can validate them. They don't have to have this type of lifestyle. Okay? Now, there's a lot of people, you know, the what was that, a rhinoceros? A parallel that I see with that, a lot of time, if people would grow thick skin, I don't need a handout. I don't need to go flip and do favors. I don't need no favors. I'm gonna grow some tough skin. And if I have to crawl, because people say, if you do this for me, you know, like, no. So that's where he could have been there, like, come on, get some toughness. Because they will run into a bus. They'll kill themselves. They don't see danger. They'll run into a train. Have no idea the train's going to kill me, but I'm tough, you know. And so God is wanting you to go to these people and tell them about the Lord. Does it end up make sense? Now, if I had known you, I would have told you that, and then we would have agreed in prayer. Let's pray for these people that's being destroyed, doing things that they don't need to be doing. So we talked about the living room. What, the bedroom, the living room, the kitchen, the driving license, the drug falling out of there, the glass, and basically growing some tough skin. What's your thoughts on that, Monica? She's just crying over there. God is good.
He is.
Yeah, amen. That's all right. Help yourself. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
2 years ago, about 2 years ago, I think it was. I don't even keep track of time no more because it's a distraction to me to keep track of time for me. About 2 years ago, Ezra, I was approached by some young kids that the Lord put on my heart to become their friends when they moved to Oklahoma. And I became their friend.
Amen.
Okay. Well, 2 years ago, I was approached by these two young people. They had been trying to think of someone that they could trust with their business.
Right.
Because they were opening up a dispensary here in Elk City.
Mm-hmm.
And they approached me
mm-hmm.
and offered me the job.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed. And the Lord said, go. I want to use you there.
Yeah.
So I went. I ended up with my grandson again, Angel. So I quit. And I had like a heaviness on me during that period of quit.
Mm-hmm.
And an opportunity came back. The Lord, they were opening up in Cordell. Mm-hmm. They opened one in Cordell.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, I want you to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about get your job back. Mm-hmm. So I can use you there.
Amen.
So I humbled myself, and I went to these young people, and I told them, I believe the Lord wants me to come back to work for y'all. So I'm here to ask for my job back.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, let us get you an opening.
How about that?
The next person that has to go, you're going to come in.
Amen.
So I've been in Cordell now for about a year.
Amen.
And the Lord put on my heart after I started working there to start doing these bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus loves you bracelets.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So I have a little bread basket.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I've taken a little rest from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would buy these bracelets online and keep them there.
Amen.
And then I started, and then the Lord, I was looking for bracelets one day, and the ones with scripture came mm-hmm. up.
Amen.
He said, and he always directs me on which ones to buy.
Look at that.
I listen, you know, Lord, right. what do you want me to get here?
Mm-hmm.
And he shows me what Amen. To buy. So I buy them and I put them in the basket wow. and put them on the shelf. And people come in and they're so hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, how much are these? I'm like, that's free.
Oh, wow.
They're free.
Free.
You take what you want.
Amen.
You take as many as you want. You got kids, make sure you get some for your babies.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for sharing that.
And the Lord, this is so cool. One lady come in, and she grabbed a handful, mm-hmm. and she took them to her Bible study class.
Wow.
There was a lady there whose daughter was in California that was having some issues.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, if I remember right, it was suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
They prayed over those bracelets and sent them to the daughter. The daughter come to Jesus.
Had a come to Jesus meeting. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo!
And you know, what you said, Esther, really makes a lot of sense to me. Because I've been struggling quitting. I've been wrestling, yes, sir, wrestling, not struggling, wrestling. Mm-hmm. I've been wrestling with, is this really where you want me to be, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Is this really what you want me to be doing? Mm-hmm. Am I really where you want me to be doing what you want me
Amen.
To do?
Amen.
Because Hallelujah. if it's not, I'm ready to walk.
Yes.
I'm ready to walk away from anything and everything that is not from you or for you, Lord.
Amen.
And then he has a way of showing me. He has a way to say, no, baby, it's me and you're where I want you to be and you're doing what I want you to do.
Glory.
Two times over today.
Yeah.
Ooh, thanks for sharing that. We got about 5 minutes. Let me finish up on this note. I didn't even really get to my papers, but I'm going to leave these. You guys can read this.
You're welcome to come back anytime we have an opening. If you would like, I'll get your number from you, and we will start sending you a picture of the calendar
okay.
every month. Okay. And the days that are highlighted in yellow mm-hmm. with no name are available.
Okay.
And any day you want to come that's open, just okay. let us know and we'll put you in All there, right. sir.
Well, thank you very much.
We Let's appreciate you.
I'll give you a hand for that dream and the analyzation that I gave you. There's a lot of people that analyze this dream. Now, you could take that dream and give it to someone else. And basically, it may be different because we don't all say the same thing. But there is 5 ways to get up to the top of the tree. You can go up on the east side, the west side, the south side, the north side, or up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is to give, you know, we give people pretty much the same solution, but sometimes our symbols are a little different. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But anyway, a lot of my symbols comes from the Greek meaning. In Hebrew, I love that. I've been doing that for several decades, and a lot of things that God have given me just basically come from His revelation knowledge. And Just like, for an example, the colors. There are the colors in your dream. The main colors you need to worry about are the colors in the rainbow, because the rest of them are kin people. Mm-hmm. So if you see green, okay, and teal, it's related. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it's red and it's closer to red, but it's not red, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's an off. It comes from the family of red. So the rainbow have like seven colors. It's in my book.
Yeah.
And so you can, a lot of time people like, oh, it was, I can't think of the color. I've never seen that color. Well, you just figure out, well, what was it? The colors in the rainbow, which one is it closer to? He said it was closer to purple. Okay. Then. Yeah. Okay. Let me finish up on this. Proverbs 3:5. It says, trust in the Lord. And the Hebrew meaning for trust is to be impregnated. See, trust grows from the inside out, okay? It's like a pimple. It becomes part. It's like the nose on my face. That's trust. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all your ways, it says, in all your ways, acknowledge. And that word acknowledge means be aware, be alert, and be awake. And so acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Notice that S behind path. Okay, your life will not have a purpose-driven life until you get on the right path. Mm-hmm. I call it the four P's. Path, place, position, and a purpose-driven life. So I'm going to let that soak in. Path, place, position, and a purpose-driven life. So until you get on the right, I wouldn't worry about your place until you get on the right path. I wouldn't worry about your position until you get in the right place. I wouldn't worry about a purpose-driven life until you get these other three P's. Mm-hmm. And so it says, be not wise in their own eyes. Honor, and the word fear says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear. This fear right here, I like the application of this fear meaning to honor and respect. Mm-hmm. Okay? The Lord, and depart from evil. Now, depart from evil mean you have to remove people out of your arena if they're not doing right. Let's say my home, and people come in my home and want to do things that I don't agree with and approve of. It says depart from evil. So I have to remove, that's another meaning for depart. You have to remove some things, remove some people out of your life. And so, let me see if I can think of one other thing. Oh, let me say this. You will dream according to your personality. Okay? I had this grant writer, Andy Suarez, I think was his name. He went to Trinity Fellowship. Andy Taylor is the pastor of Trinity Fellowship. He had this gentleman, Andy Suarez, I think was his name. And he was a grant writer for the town of Sarah. So when he would send me dreams, you know that long paper, legal? He would send... It'd be like two or three of them full. And it's like, wow, really? Really? But see, being a grant writer, you have to be detailed. You can't say, hey, I want money. What you going to do with it? Oh, I'm going to help people. And that's it. Yeah, right. You have to tell certain things what you're going to do. So when he would have a dream, it was in detail. Yeah, the penny hat, it was a 1957 penny. It was on the ground. Oh, that guy was really tough in a good matter, in a good way. But if you're simple and you don't like a lot of complication and complicated things, God will just give you a dream like that. So you dream according to your personality. Mm. It's not necessary to dream every night and see visions. If you don't know all the symbols, just remember rebuke, deactivate, dismantle. If it's a good dream, activate, okay? Decree, declare, and activate it if it's a dream that you feel that's really good. A lot of people, when they dream about cars, they dream about horses, fish. All these things have a positive and a negative meaning. There's, let's see what I want to finish up on. Look over my notes here. Let's finish up on the reason God gives us dreams. And the reason he gives us dreams is that, as the book here says, that God gives us dreams and visions as solutions for everyday problems. Mm-hmm. So he realized that there's madness in our minds, there's drama, and he gives you a dream and seals it, that maybe he can help you from self-destructing yourself or destroying yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you really shouldn't have a dream no more than two times. And the reason why you shouldn't have a dream, the same dream, because if you're walking in obedience, you don't need a second dream. Right. Normally, the reason a person have a dream the third time is because you have spiritually and intelligently decide, I'm not going to have anything to do with that. And God says, well, I got more time than everybody. I'm gonna, every 6 months, I'm going to keep giving you this dream until you get your butt on the right path.
Right.
So you shouldn't be trying to have the same dream every 6 months. Premonitions. That's the deja vu type deal. It's good to have those at least once a month. Do you know why? That lets you know that you're on the right path.
Are you serious? That's what I thought that meant. That's what I always believed when I would have that happen.
Right. So when I don't have one of those in a month or two, like, oh, crap, I'm on the wrong path. Where did I get off wrong? Because you're supposed to have those premonitions. You be walking in Walmart, and all of a sudden the lady walks by in a pink dress. Like, yeah, oh, God, I'm on the right path. Woo, glow, hallelujah, glory. Do you have those?
Yes.
Do you, Monica?
And that's what I thought they were, too, but nobody ever confirmed it for me. I don't really talk about it
a
lot.
You thought they were what?
That it was God showing me that I'm... Well, I used to not really understand, but now that I've been walking with the Lord, that's what I think. That's what the Holy Spirit had told me, that it means I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Right. Like,
even through the wrong turns.
Right.
You're here. This is the path.
Right.
Confirmation that you're going the right way.
That was a validation, clarification, identification. A lot of people, when they see that, like, oh, crap. Is the building going to blow up?
Yeah.
What else happened in that premonition? You get all nervous. Well, you need to check that out, too, because you may need to run out. But mainly, most of the time, God is like giving you a gentle nudge and saying, Tina, Monica, I'm proud of you. Just keep moving. In another month, you'll have another one. 2 months down the road, you'll have another one. You'll be driving your car and just like, oh, my God. I've seen this before. But anyway, I would like to say in my closing, we are available to come to your churches, your small groups, your large groups. We will come and teach you and mentor you individually, corporately. All of my information is at EzraRandall.com, EzraRandall.com. We would love to come to your church. We'd love to come to your groups, your cell groups, and teach you about dreams. I like to study a person's pattern. I don't really get too excited about their dreams, but if you are a intercessor, God will give you a lot of intercessory dreams. You know what I'm saying? And so we studied it out. I like to help people to find out what is your pattern, what is your gift, okay? Because a lot of people, they call me and I already know their pattern. So I say this is a warning dream because this is how God uses them to warn people, you know. And so invite us to come, and we have a book here, Dreams and Vision book, and you can basically... if you live here in Elk City, I can. You can come by my house or whatever. I can sell you one, or you can get it on Amazon.com. Just type in Ezra Randall, and so I guess that's about all I got to say. Thank you, girls, for having me.
We appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to come
share with us. This has been very enlightening and encouraging for both of us, I think. Paper tomorrow, so today, yeah.
And like I said, sir, we would love to have you back.
Yes.
And I didn't mean to hijack the hour.
We appreciate your input. That was good.
That was really good.
That was real good.
That shows the gifts in operation right there.
Oh, you bet. And if you have any questions, let me know.
I do. So... what does a horn mean? Is there any significance?
Sometimes.
Let me ask. Mm-hmm. Okay. Could a horn... help me ask the question. Regarding me going up to the rhinoceros itself and petting the horn, mm-hmm. could the horn represent strength? Mm-hmm. As if the Lord is going to give me the strength mm-hmm. to plow through everything that he is mm-hmm. before me.
I see that. Mm-hmm. I see that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the horn, most animals held that because that's their defense. That's what they would knock you out with. I'm not going to hit you with my head. I'm going to hit you with the horn. So, yeah. Okay. That's what's going to bring you out. So, yeah, I'm saying the same thing, just a different application. Yeah. Yeah, them horns will get you, man.
And it was just really, when I woke up, I was just like kind of awe and mm-hmm. wonder, I guess is the mm-hmm. two words to use, and a need to go and help that person. Mm-hmm.
And it was a medium-sized one, which is the application mm-hmm. I see on that, things that you must grow into. It wasn't a full-grown one. Maturity, right. So everything, you have to look at everything.
Okay.
All right. So God was going to grow you into that character that you needed to be able to go out and help people with the identification.
I cannot wait to rewatch this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, amen.
Yeah, I want to rewatch it too. This has been a good hour. And it always passes by too fast. We appreciate you joining us, and we'd love to have you back again. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Pastor Ezra Randall. Are you pastor? Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It came out, and I was like, I don't know. Okay. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.
Let us pray.
The truth brought.